You're on Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide with myself, Tom Mann. AusAsia Festival is Australia's leading international arts festival engaging with Asia. The 18-day event presents the best of contemporary dance, theatre, music, visual art and film. Joining us now to discuss the AusAsia film program is Gail Kovestev. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, what's in store for the film program?
Well, we've got about 12 really fantastic contemporary films and two great retrospectives. The retrospectives are ones on the great Thai experimental filmmaker Apichat Pong, his last name's very hard to say. It's Werathakul. And that's an overview of four of his films. He's an amazingly different filmmaker. His work's had a lot of impact. They've been through Cannes. They're all really interesting to have a look at, and they'll all be part of Adelaide Cinematheque, though you can also buy individual tickets to those films. And then we've got a couple of surveys, one of the women directors in Asia. We're looking at debut features. The opening film is Suleiman Mountain, which is from Russia and Kyrgyzstan, and that's a really fabulous road movie where a woman finds a lost son and gets back together with her estranged husband, who's now got a second wife, and they go on this kind of trip through the sacred mountains of Kyrgyzstan. That's a really, really, really wonderful film. And another really wonderful film part of that is Dedi, which is a Georgian film, which is a beautiful it's a romance and a drama, and it's set in some of the most beautiful parts of the world. And it really looks at the kind of culture that remains in those high mountains of Georgia. And another great film that's part of that debut series is Girls Always Happy, which is which has been described as China's answer to Lady Bird, and the filmmaker Yang Mingming, who made a handful of really amazing shorts. This feature is a very anticipated feature, so it's kind of an opportunity to see what young women in China are making as films.
Now, you mentioned there's 12 contemporary films being presented. How do you curate? How many films do you start with when putting together this program?
Oh, look, we always aim for about 12 to 14 features and a retrospective. So that's kind of the scope of what we're aiming for. We're aiming for a survey. So it's something that's manageable as in a big... AusAsia is such a huge festival that I think, you know, that's probably the right number of contemporary films for, you know, competing for people's times. And it's always proved to be enough to give us a really interesting look at what's happening in Asian cinema. And, you know, we've got films from, you know, some really unique works that really need to be seen, like Marlene and the Murderer in Four Acts, which is a feminist revenge, rape revenge film from Indonesia, and it's really it's fun. It's really worth seeing, and that's the kind of things we're looking for, films that are really quite unique. Another one is the documentary of Fathers and Sons, which is from Syria, and it looks at a father grooming his young boys. He's got these adoring sons, and he's grooming them for jihad. So it's kind of it's very different kinds of films that we're looking for, and that really show you what's going on in Asia now.
And so, is that what you were looking for? Something really unique and sort of current when you were curating this selection?
Yeah, I mean, we are looking to do a survey, so we are kind of looking at what's coming out of different countries. Or do look at women's films, just because it's such a contemporary moment, and I think it's one of the things that we don't really have a sense of in Australia is what women artists are doing in Asia. I mean, one of the films we've got is Angels Wear White, which is by a woman director, and it really looks at a provincial seaside town where two young girls have been sexually abused, and it's actually about the power structure of this town, which I think is kind of it's a thriller, but it also shows it's kind of critical of what's going on, in the sense of there are migrant workers who are powerless, who can't report a crime. It's an interesting look at some of that kind of underclass of China and the things that aren't readily explored. And then we've got some kind of crazy films like The Great Buddha, which is a fabulous work, which is uniquely set in a Buddha-making factory in Taiwan, and that's another kind of crime thriller. But it's also, it reminded me a bit of Jim Jarmusch, so it's aesthetically really interesting as well.
Speaking with Gala Kovacevic about AusAsia's film program for this year's festival. Now, on that note of, say, comparing The Great Buddha to, like, the work of Jim Jarmusch, who's a filmmaker many people would be familiar with, are many of these films, you know, using genres like you mentioned road films, thrillers, romances, are they within the genre beats that one would expect, or is there a sort of different approach to these genres for these films coming out of Asia?
The rape revenge film that's a comedy is quite, you know, you don't expect, and it's a spaghetti western as well, so it's several tropes all together. I don't think it's necessarily typical of Indonesian cinema, but it was a film that when you watched it, you thought, oh, I really want to share this film with other people. And something like, you know, Sunshine That Can Move Mountains, which is a sort of Chinese-Tibetan film, is, you know, it's an amazing piece of work in terms of its visuals and the fact that it's structure turns on a sort of a moment of spiritualism, which you wouldn't really expect in a Hollywood film, where it's the spiritual need becomes the thing that the plot eventually turns on. So they are a film like that is kind of really rooted in Tibetan culture.
Now, you mentioned that many of these films are female focused as a way of sort of capturing a sort of moment that is happening sort of culturally more broadly. Is there a sort of common theme or idea that has been coming out of many of these films that you've noticed?
Well, I think in terms of the women's films, they're essentially about power, and they're about how women negotiate power in patriarchal societies. I think particularly Dedi. I mean, it's more or less a romance. So there are three men that want her, but she only loves one of them. But she lives in a highly patriarchal society, and so she's got to she's not trying to overturn it. She's just trying to negotiate a better future for herself, which is, in her case, to marry the man she loves. So and Suliman Mountain as well. She's a discarded first wife, and she tries to reposition herself in a place where she's got more authority, more support, more resources. And so it is about, so those films do kind of share that in common. And Girls Always Happy is very exuberant. It's interesting to see how Chinese women who want to be writers are surviving in a Beijing suburb. So it's kind of, they're kind of about the way women are trying to position themselves in society. So that's what they've got in common. And then we've got films that are really really quite different to that, like, which is Ashwatthama, which is an Indian film, which is absolutely beautiful to look at. And it's based on a Mahabharata character. And again, like The Great Buddha, it's in black and white. So that is really about what it's like to be in a traditional Indian village, and it looks at the kind of spiritual underpinnings of Indian culture.
Well, Gail, thank you so much for your time this morning. It sounds like a completely fantastic array of films on offer.
Yeah, I think they're all really interesting, and I think it'd be great to see people come and see them.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Gail Kovacev there, speaking with us about AusAsia Film Program. The festival begins tomorrow, and you can head to ausasiafestival.com.au for more details.